Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. We are talking about Tylenol, Trump, the stoop advisors, specifically in Orange County. I've got a little update for you. We're going to close out the week with a little humor and how to opt out of a PSYOP. So I decided today I'm broadcasting live. It's Thursday, November 20th, 2025. As I close out the week here, I like to be a little more lighthearted. So I wanted to share with you, actually, I'm going to do a deep dive on the Tylenol murders for you next week because that is quite a rabbit hole. And the deeper I go, the more there is to reveal. And there have been documentaries made about this. It literally changed the way that over-the-counter prescription and prescription medication is packaged. So that is why it was such a defining moment. And it definitely needs some deep digging, and that's what I'm going to do. Before we do anything, before we talk about Trump and Tylenol and the stupid advisors. So, friends, I was telling you that there are documentaries made about Tylenol. There's a lot going on with PBS, and I want to share that with you. And you can, oh, there's Andrew Doe, the Dodo bird. I'm going to share that with you as well. Why don't we start right out with Andrew Doe, the stoop advisor? And I want to thank everybody before we switch gears here for all of your comments about my coverage on Tylenol. I do have two videos on that so far, so please watch both. And of course, I do have my trademark snark. So my humor is not for everyone, I understand, but there's a lot of good information in those videos. What I want to share with you is this. Andrew Doe, who was the former chairman of the board of the Orange County Board of Stoop Advisors. I think that's how it's pronounced. You can see him there with his Masonic bow tie. And you can see him if you go to Arizona to the federal penitentiary, because if I pronounce that correctly, he's in prison. He is behind bars where he belongs because he is a crook of the highest degree. I don't know what degree he is in Freemasonry, but he certainly is probably one of the highest in the crime syndicate of the Vietnamese mafia. You know, people wonder why I have left Orange County. Well, you can connect the clots, I think. So I exposed this felon, and I had been doing so for years. And finally, the FBI investigated him as well because he's a fraud, fake, phony, and he is serving time in prison for the millions of dollars of your money that he stole, the COVID blood money, the hush money that they just doled out to their cronies. And here, the headlines today, test in home tied to former Orange County supervisor Andrew Doe sells for over $1 million. I believe it sold for $1.12 million. And I would like to know who benefits from the profits. I want to thank Rhonda, our moderator, for sending me this story. And his daughter, Rhiannon, who I think was 21 at the time that she started a nonprofit organization that he gave $10 million to. She had never held a job in her life. And she got a slap on the wrist from the prosecutors who said, you know what? What you have to do in order to pay your penance to society is you have to continue your law school studies and sit for the California bar so you can become an attorney. That's not a joke, friends. That's the absolute truth. I've got a whole playlist about this dodo bird. So I would like to know who profited from the money when this house was sold and the house was bought with your tax dollars that were stolen and given for the COVID slush fund. So, oh, here it is. It was on Zillow for 1.2. I think it sold for 1.12, as I say, kind of a run-of-the-mill house in Orange County, California. And that is the center of the elaborate bribery scheme here, according to LAist, which also broke the story about all of his shenanigans. And yeah, he is involved in this scandal as well, Dodo Bird. He took $1 million of that COVID money and he gave it to another Vietnamese crony. Now, keep in mind that his wife, Andrew Doe's wife, was the number two presiding judge in all of Orange County in the criminal courts. So when I sued Andrew Dodo and the rest of his cronies with the stupid advisors, of course, my court case got kicked around like a hot potato from judge to judge to it was like they were like circus clowns. I didn't really know what they were doing. And it all makes sense to me now. That was back in my naive days when I thought that would actually have an impact. Well, it did educate a lot of people on what was going on. But this Andrew Doe took another million of the COVID money. And by the way, we were at these Orange County Board of Supervisor meetings, sitting there listening to them. They were like the Five Stooges, having no clue what they were doing. And we, the people, were questioning them what they were doing with the money. And they had the gall to say that they knew better than we did, and that the money was just going to be divided up among the five districts in Orange County, and no one should ask any questions. Well, here's what they did with the money. You might think of Vietnam War Memorial as something good to do in Orange County, since that's what started the all of the Vietnamese living in Orange County. There are some really interesting documentaries about the families being airlifted, coming through churches and coming to Camp Pendleton, which is basically in San Diego County, but it's very close to Orange County, and how now Orange County has the largest Vietnamese population outside of Vietnam. I wonder if it's the largest Vietnamese population in the entire world. I will say you can get a really good pedicure in Orange County at a very inexpensive rate. They're very good at what they do. And I have some lovely Vietnamese students from the past, Vietnamese friends, and it's so sad that the Vietnamese mafia is so corrupt and these politicians came to the United States, I thought for freedom, but they came to spread their form of communism here again. So here we have a $1 million Vietnam War memorial that sits cracked and unfinished while its benefactor, meaning the dodo bird, serves prison time. So check it out. This is the story that I got from LAist. It was the first to report on the unfinished memorial and to raise questions about its $1 million price tag in August of 2024. Get this. One architect who visited the site with LAist at the time estimated the work cost around $185,000 or less. This is what they bought. They bought like a stone slab. I don't even know if it's marble. And then they hired somebody to carve some names into it. You think that's $1 million worth of work? Well, the architect said it was $185,000 or less. So this money went to one of Dodo's cronies who fled to Taiwan, by the way. And this fam returned $150,000 of the initial $1 million to the county last year, saying that the project came in under budget. Yes, I should hope so. Pham's lawyer at the time said the memorial was on track to be unveiled in October of 2024. The project is still unfinished. The vinyl stencils. It wasn't even carved. Vinyl stencils had previously covered the blocks, printed with the names of Orange County-based Vietnam veterans, has also been removed. Look at this. That is just absolutely atrocious. So the money was funneled to another one of these fake, phony, fraudulent companies that just happened to come online right around COVID time. I did a deep dive years ago when this money was being doled out, and I saw that it was going to all of these testing sites and medical supply companies that were all owned by the Vietnamese. And I was questioning it, and people were calling me racist. I was stating a fact. I was stating a fact that they were owned by Vietnamese. And I even floated the idea that it was a Vietnamese mafia. I was excoriated. How dare I? How insensitive? Well, the chickens have come home to roost. There you have it. And so Dodo is spending time in prison for his sins. And here we have it. I guess that was the information that I just brought to you. So just wanted to bring you that update. Oh, here we have it. It was supposed to be a smaller version of the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington, D.C., and that the memorial would pay special homage to the South Vietnamese Army and allies, tens of thousands whom settled in Orange County as refugees. I will say they also have really great donut shops in Orange County as well. And many of the, not only the Vietnamese, but others in that, like Cambodia and others in that area, have started their own businesses, and I wish them well. But I certainly do not wish them to be crooks and cronies and fakes and phonies Like Andrew Doe, I called him out from day one. So he's in prison on a federal bribery charge. That's such a small charge. He is guilty of much more than that. And here is the fruit of his work. And I always say you can tell them by their fruit. And there you have it. It very, very sad. So that was just a story that I wanted to bring to you. Here we've got an update on the Tylenol autism connection. Some people still did not understand, for some reason, the point of my videos. It's amazing. People thought I was recommending that you take Tylenol. That's so bizarre. People hear what they want to hear and disregard the rest. They fill in the blanks with their own information, or they confuse me with someone else. I never said you should take Tylenol. I never said Tylenol was safe. What I said was that there were babies that were never given Tylenol and that were born to women who never took Tylenol. But after they received all of these injectable products, they were diagnosed with autism. Ergo, Tylenol does not cause autism. Period. End of statement. There's no information you can bring me that will make me refute that statement. People told me that Tylenol depletes glutathione and it can make the autistic behavior worse. Absolutely, that well may be. And I'm grateful for that information. But the red herring of tying Tylenol to autism is just that, a red herring. And it's hopium for those who believe that they're getting closer, meaning they, Bob and Trump and the HHS, are getting closer to figuring out what is happening to these poor babies. Well, I think you know and I know what is happening to these poor babies. And you can go to Age of Autism and read the articles by my friend and freedom advocate, Laura Hayes, who very clearly and compellingly states that this picture that you're looking at, well, she didn't state this picture, but these actions that are taken on infants would be child abuse, and it is child abuse. And if you would like to learn more about that, please read her articles and watch her videos. I will be bringing you more information about that. So it is very troubling to me that people are conflating the use of Tylenol as the cause of these harms that are perpetrated on children. That is the point. I find it also interesting that Tylenol is the culprit. And I'm no fan of Tylenol or any of those products, but I think it's interesting that Tylenol is targeted again, just like it was in 1982. I find that very curious. I have a few memes for you, friends. You can stop watching now if you don't have a sense of humor. I got this from a Substack that someone forwarded to me from Conspiracy Sarah. You can probably conclude that she and I most likely see certain things the same way. And she had compiled some of these memes. And this one says, "You have died from listening to RFK Jr." Now, you know, to his credit, he apologizes when he is, I don't know if he's apologized recently, but he has vocal damage. And many have concluded that it's because of those injectable products. And it is unfortunate that he does a lot of speaking in public with that type of handicap, I guess you could call it. Now, here's another one. Releasing the Epstein files causes autism, claims Trump. This is a joke, friends. I want to have a little levity as we close out the week. Remember, tomorrow on Friday, I'm over at my other channel, Living Swell with Peggy Hall. And that's where we leave all these headlines behind. And we talk about you and how to live a healthier, more vibrant life. So I hope you'll join me there, 5 p.m. Fridays that's 5 p.m. Pacific. So all of the hoopla now with the Epstein files, you really believe that the government is going to tell you the truth? You don't think this is another distraction, a bait and switch? Well, I don't believe what the government says. Maybe that's just me. How about this? Everybody's excited about the stimulus check. Reminds me of the Cooties hogwash days when people were getting money. I didn't get any. I didn't I didn't take any and I didn't get any and I wasn't offered any and I wouldn't have taken it. And it, this one says, when someone took 25% of your money, well, in some cases, it's more like 45% of your money and then gives 2% of it back. It's your money, friends. And I will say this again, all joking aside, if you and me and everyone kept the money that we earned, I have no problem tithing 10%. In other words, the government can have 10% of what I make and earn, and they can use that for the roads and to keep whatever they need to do in our communities and so forth. But it gets extreme when it's 25%. I think another tax bracket is 37. And then when you've got state taxes, like in California, you add that to the federal and everything else that you're taxed on, you're paying 50%. You're not paying. The government is stealing 50% of your money. If you could keep the money that you earn, you would be able to afford groceries. You'd be able to afford your homes. The homeless crisis wouldn't be like what it is. It certainly would make a difference. So this tempting people with more hush money to make them believe that tariffs are a good thing. If tariffs are a good thing, why all the exemptions? Why rolling them back? Why excluding certain products? If tariffs work, put 100% tariff on every single product for every single country until the end of time. There are other ways to achieve the stated goals of tariffs that don't harm the economy and that don't benefit big corporations. If you're interested, not many people are, and I know that looking at my view counts of my tariff videos, which I believe are probably some of the most important and well-done videos I've broadcast on this channel, and no one wants to watch them. They want to believe Trump and Scott Bessent and Howie Mandel. I think that's his name. So yeah, put your hand out for the money that belongs to you. How about this? A 30-06, I think they call it OT-3006, will always make an exit wound. So just covering a couple of memes here. Of course, this relates to the Charlie Kirk spectacle. No bullet was recovered. No head was blown off. No blood splatter on the screen. No blood trail. And by the way, I did a little research on whether or not you should transport someone to the hospital in your own vehicle or call for an ambulance. And guess which one it is, friends? I would say in, well, let me just round it out to 100% of the time, you wait for the ambulance. Why, Peggy? It's faster to drive them in your own vehicle. Well, the answer to that is no. In fact, it's a big NO, because an ambulance has lights. It can drive through red lights. It doesn't put other cars and drivers at risk most of the time. And it knows where the hospital is. And most importantly, it can administer life-saving first aid in the ambulance. Yes, I'm flipping my lid because I don't buy the story of Frank Turek. I'm not going to make a joke about his name. You won't like that. He's lying, friends. He is lying. And I hope that he will repent of his lying ways and of why he is deceiving people. It is not possible that what he said is the case. Also, he said that he had to put Charlie in lengthwise so they couldn't close the door, the back hatch, unless the car they were driving in was like a 2008 or something. Cars won't drive with the door open. There are so many holes to his story, but no hole. And the holes are a lot bigger than the hole in Charlie's neck, because that would have blown his head off. All right. I love this one. I don't spread misinformation. I spread missing information. And I'm so happy and grateful to have all y'all on with me, because you're sophisticated, you're savvy, you understand what's going on, and you can read between the lies of Frank Turek and the others. I thought this was funny. Of all the things that never happened, this never happened the most. Now, I know this is far-fetched for some people, and I'm very patient in certain ways. I don't have a high patience tolerance in other ways, but you got to admit, when you start looking at this and you start, and I'm not going to do a deep dive on it. There are so many YouTubers that have so much information about this, But I remember looking at this so-called lunar lander or something. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. It's like duct tape and tin foil and like that was some, did they leave that on the moon? Did that take off again? And by the way, who took a picture of the man landing on the moon? And who took a picture of the thing flying away? Oh, there's so much, so much. Anyway, I know it's a hard pill to swallow, especially if you've believed this for many years. And it is a good rabbit hole to go down because looking back, you can see technology was not that advanced back then, which is why we've never been back to the moon since. Anyway, compilation, as I say, of memes from Conspiracy Sarah. I thought that was pretty funny. This is how we did our IT security in the 1990s. Yes, we just locked things up. I plan on doing some research into the digital biometrics. Let me know if you work for a company where you have to have some kind of trackable device that allows you to scan your wristwatch or something in order to get into certain places. Like, why? Why do you have to do that? What's wrong with having a security guard checking your identity? They keep telling us that we have to get more and more sophisticated. Just like, can't we go back to the way it was always done? Well, you know, they've got something else in mind. This one, so cute, the little mice reading the fairy tales. And then the government screwed them over. The end. Friends, if you think the government is for you need this. And I'm going to finish off with this one, the PSYOP opt-out form. I put this in the title of the video, how to opt out from the PSYOP. I did not create this form. I think it's hilarious. Few people have been sending it to me. It says, I understand that this form is for the current PSYOP only. This form may be resubmitted for each PSYOP. I think that is so darn funny. I cannot even keep up with them all. Basically, if it's on the news and it has to do with somebody wielding a machete or stabbing somebody in Walmart, it's like I don't even really need to go down that rabbit hole because I already know it doesn't add up. I just need to do a quick glance at the names of the so-called victims, the time of the day it occurred. And it's like, you know what? They're sending all the signals already, and they want us to be distracted. They want us going down all these rabbit holes. Number one, so we don't really realize what's going on and all of the digital ID and the increased surveillance. And that's what's happening, friends. The taking over of, yeah, they're going to give you the $2,000 stimulus check. It won't be a check, probably. You'll have to get it on a card or it will be digital. That's how they're going to roll that out. So all of these other distractions, not only to keep us distracted from what's really going on, but keeping us distracted from living our lives fully and freely. Now, I love coming on this channel because I love my healthy Americans and we can support each other. We can validate and affirm that what we are seeing is the truth and we're not being snookered and bamboozled by Bob Kennedy and all these other psyops going on. There is a lot of value there because otherwise people feel that they are going crazy. No one else sees the world like they do. So definitely it is of value. But that's why I want you to join me tomorrow, where we leave the headlines behind, where we talk about life and living life fully and freely and in a healthy manner with, you know, natural remedies and all of that. So that's at Living Swell. With Peggy Hall. That's the other YouTube channel, and I'll be there to see you on Friday. So let's give a shout out to the moderators here. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. Rhonda says, the government, do not trust them. Artist known as Lisa says, too many psyops. Big E says it'll be almost $100 more to keep the same power meter here starting in January. I'm not quite sure what that refers to, but I'm thinking you don't have the smart meter. Lisa says we're past ludicrous speed. We've gone to plaid. Thank you, Val and Rhonda, moderators. Valerie says, be bold, be free. See you next time. Thank you for watching. Oh, Lisa also says that the astronauts called in the 1960s on a landline. Yeah, how is it that you can call from the moon? But in my neighborhood, there's an area where I can't even, all of my phone calls drop. I think that's so hilarious. Think about 9/11. We were told that they called from the plane. You didn't have the ability to call from the plane, 9/11. Again, friends, I am not covering that in great detail on this channel. There are so many who have gone before me who have great, great information on all of those. So I'm grateful for you all. And signing off, friends, I really appreciate you being on board. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow over at my other channel. And always at my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And we'll see you in the next broadcast.